K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Daily edition on this new week, April 4th, 2022, folks. I'm going to take it easy, obviously. For those who don't know, I'll probably go more in detail on this new edition of the Purple Project Podcast weekly coming up. On the bend now, got into got into a car accident, unfortunately, last Thursday morning on the way to work. And to kind of summarize this quickly, I might go into detail. I already talked about it on my other podcast, but just to cut it for short reasons, yep, got T-boned by somebody. Company that I'm not going to mention yet on either of my podcasts, but a company driver T-bone me, driver side impact there. And yeah, I am very fortunate to fortunate to be talking to you guys, and pretty much fortunate to be alive, as the doctor called it, pretty much lucky, quote unquote lucky. But I'm pretty fortunate, definitely. So I go into more details of that. Luckily, it's nothing too serious, obviously, but whiplash. And I actually just got out of the ER just now, so I'm pretty hungry. So I apologize for being a little short. Real quickly, I'm actually back to the crib now. Before I dive into this review, obviously, I did want to update you guys on that. So any concerns, I appreciate all the comments and concerns and well wishes on the recovery side of things, which luckily enough, it's not anything serious to the point of that, but I'm pretty fortunate. That's all I gotta say of that. So you can paint a picture what it will on that note. Pretty fortunate, pretty lucky. The good Lord was definitely watching over me. Yeah, pretty much. So not trying to get too choked up or anything like that. Real quickly, Dylan Phillips, the baseball team here, more on golf tomorrow. Obviously big news around K-State, obviously the Nigel Pack transferring out of K-State, but he did include K-State, didn't coming back to K-State. So again, a lot more with Alex on this week's edition of the Pro Project Podcast weekly. Dylan Phillips, he was one of what last time I was on this show, it was probably actually the day of the accident, unfortunately. Dylan Phillips was one away, right, from tying Popas, if I remember correctly, of that home run title. He is the new K-State home run king on campus, folks. And at least on a lighter note, K-State finally won a conference game over the weekend against 6th-ranked Oklahoma State, 7-2. In the season, in the series finale over the weekend, 7-2 there. But the good news there, Dylan Phillips, his bat coming alive. Not only that, but he gets the Big 12 Player of the Week as well. This actually will happen on Saturday here in a loss, I believe. Yeah, in a loss, because K-State blew an opportunity to win the first game and apparently lost the second game as well, 8-6. And then K-State's bats finally stepped up to the plate there with good clutch pitching to get at least a game. Like me and Alex talked about on the latest edition of the weekly edition of the podcast, 94, which is out wherever you listen to your podcast there as well. And then to note, I got to give more kudos to K-State Nation for coming out. Despite the slow start and despite the inconsistent play of this baseball team, kudos to K-State Nation for coming out yesterday, coming out, showing out, sold out crowd at Twain Family Stadium to see history in the making yesterday. There, Dylan Phillips, actually, I'm trying not to laugh too hard, just coming out of the ER. This happened on Saturday. This was a sellout crowd on Saturday, I might add, not Sunday. There was a good crowd that somebody told me yesterday as well. Scott Popard, no longer. Lee Lee, the student leader in KC home runs. That belongs officially to Dylan Phillips there with a home run there. And this is actually to, this actually was the first inning that he knocked in this run there as well. Pete Hughes in the comment here. I want to congratulate, quote, I want to congratulate Dylan Phillips on a phenomenal accomplishment. And he goes on to say, quote, it's more than a number. It's a kid who works his butt off. He's committed. It's a lot of hard work and preparation. Goes behind the number. He helped us turn this culture around. That's for sure. On and off the field with his work ethic. Really happy for the kid and his family. Dylan Phillips, 2-for-4 with 3 runs batting in. Of course, lifted his second home run of the day in the 6th inning. Yes, this one came in the 1st inning, ignited that sellout crowd, and then he hit another one in the 6th inning there. Unfortunately, the Batcats lost the series 2 to the games to 3, but ends on a high note there. At least they rocked the Cowboys yesterday 7-2 at that. So I didn't want to update you guys on that. This has kind of been a story that I have been following prior to the unfortunate accident suffered, at least for me, last Thursday. So, yeah, I'm on the recovery bin now. As far as running goes, I'm pretty sure people are wondering what's going to go with that right now. This should not, or at least I hope not, affect anything. It looks like I'm going to have to start a tapering phase a little earlier than expected, but I've been kind of been thinking about that as well. Kind of need to back off a little bit. And hopefully on the positive side of things, of note, hopefully getting medication and things like that. They said the doctors, I visit with 2 doctors. I don't know why, not pleased, but don't get me wrong. I am definitely thankful. Thankful to the good Lord. Yeah, this could have been a lot worse. I've seen a lot of things, seen a lot of accidents that people don't make it out, or worse than that. So definitely thankful for that. But yeah, congratulations to Dylan Phillips on finally. I'm sure he'd rather win, see his ball club win, which he did yesterday afternoon. But this is huge that his name stands alone as the top home run king in K-State history, passes Scott Bopard over the weekend there as well. I have not looked at the initial stats on yesterday's game. All I know is we won the ballgame 7-2. That's all you need to know. But that Dylan Phillips record, that's the more important part. And to put the icing on top, K-State finally on top of beating Oklahoma State yesterday, finally getting their conference win under their belt. So hopefully, they're taking a break yesterday. Well, they're taking a break, I should say. Tomorrow they're going to play Creighton here at Toyton Family Stadium. I might be mistaken on that. I want to say they are. I want to double-check that here as well here real quickly. I apologize. I just came out of, yes, sir. They're complete the homestand tomorrow night against Creighton here. I don't know the record against Creighton off the top of my head right now, but Dylan Phillips, he's been kind of, like I said, in the early editions of the Daily, been really quiet. But he's been really coming on here, so you gotta have a couple of hot horses. And Dylan Phillips right now is one of those hot horses, along with Dom Johnson and several others in here. Nick Phillips, Josh Nikoloff, those guys been doing some good work here. Even though I mean it's been up and down so far. Hopefully K-State can turn the corner here and get themselves going. Hopefully they can use this win against Oklahoma State as a springboard to get another one tomorrow night against Creighton. The Pro Project Podcast, you can find that wherever you get your podcast. I apologize if I feel kind of in and out a little bit. I'm good. Just a little tad sore, but better. I've been better. Been feeling better over the past several days since the accident went down. So that's the more important part. Any other, sorry, I put my health in front of Dylan Phillips, but that's the more important part as well. So Dylan Phillips getting the home run ball, getting the college leading record there with 38 home runs and now counting. So Dylan Phillips, we still got plenty of baseball left as well. Dylan Phillips can definitely add to that total as the 2022 season for K-State baseball rolls around. Eddie Greer, that's going to do it for right now. I'm going to settle in, get some good food into me, and relax for the rest of the night. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. I'll be back definitely with another episode of the Daily Podcast. And stay tuned for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast weekly, where that falls later on this week as usual. I don't know what day we're recording that at, but definitely stay tuned. A lot more is Nigel Pack story. Definitely following on that, obviously, and plenty more K-State coverage continues on the Purple Project Podcast Daily. Go Cats!